You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Jenny. And you're listening to Sonosphere
on WYXR.
One of the fastest trains. freight train from New York. Freight train from New York. Freight train from New York. 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 Freight train from New York. From New York. Freight train from New York. Freight train from New York. From New York. Freight train from New York. Freight train from New York. From New York. Freight train from New York. Freight train from New York. From New York. Freight train from New York.
Thank you.
You are tuned into Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7 and on the web at WYXR.org. Thanks for tuning in this Monday. This Monday that is threatening rain, but just the sun keeps shining, so we're excited about that, I guess. My name is Amy, and I'm here with my co-host, Jenny.
Hello.
And we have some guests in the studio today. Cloudland Canyon, please introduce yourselves.
Hello.
Hey.
You first.
I'm Kip. This is Corbin.
Yes, I'm Corbin.
And they're joining us today to talk about some of the stuff they have coming up and share some songs with us, kind of co-DJ. So we'll be hearing more songs from them later on. But Corbin, Kip, give us sort of a kind of a historical perspective on Cloudland Canyon. We all know you've been playing around town recently, a lot of fun shows.
Yeah.
There was kind of this time period in time, though, where we hadn't heard much. And so kind of, right. You know, let's talk about a little bit of that.
So I'm really old, and I started doing this a long time ago, and then kind of took a break after 2013, just because my son had just been born. And then, I don't know, somehow, like, Corbin and I were playing in another band during the pandemic, and we just decided to not do that band anymore.
That's a nice way to put it.
And to do this one.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's been nice to, I don't know, I don't think I thought I was going to start back playing music. I thought I was, like, done with that.
Mm-hmm. But what sparked? Was it the pandemic?
Yeah, kind of. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seemed like time just stopped.
Yeah.
It gave me a lot of time to catch up. Had nothing to do. What are some of the other things?
I was just going to say, for me, it's definitely, like, my involvement is one of those examples of, like, a situation where it seems like a bad thing. Like, we were in this project you mentioned where things were just falling apart. There's a lot of tension, a lot of weirdness with, like, personalities and blah, blah, blah. I don't need to get into all that. And, you know, confrontation, it just seemed like it was an overall negative thing. But ultimately, it's how I met Kip and how I got involved with Cloudland Canyon. So in retrospect, it was like a good thing, ultimately.
Yeah.
And now we're musical twins.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, so before that, Corbin, you weren't involved in the first round of Cloudland Canyon.
Nope. I think I've been in the project for 3 or 4 years at this point. And our initial foray was we went to Austin and did South By. And then it's funny because we didn't want to do local. But then after doing that, we were like, okay, maybe now we can play local shows, which is like the opposite of, I feel like, what people normally do.
I had no idea what the plan was at that point. It was just like someone asked us to play South By and we were like, sure.
Before it became like the sponsors are like,
oh no, they were well on their way at that point.
And like, it's probably not a good thing to do.
Yeah. Sponsored by the military.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm glad it brought y'all together though, and getting it back into the live things locally. So that's cool.
Yeah. It's kind of like a fun, like, I don't know. I had never really played or lived here and played music before. I was always in New York or LA.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's fun to like be a local band in Memphis.
And y'all been playing in some cool places too.
Yeah. Like, where was the last?
The Memphis Print Shop.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Which is a really, really cool venue and like just art space, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They host events too. I wasn't familiar until maybe into last year.
Yeah, me neither.
That space even existed, but it's I really dig the atmosphere there.
Well, even like some of the shows in DK recently that were kind of packed out, and you know, it was really fun and
New Year's. We played a really hectic New Year's show where we were. It was a bodywork collab, and bodywork historically people will turn out for.
Yeah.
And so when Ross asked us to play, we were hyped, and we had some new material and a new whole light show courtesy of Graham Burks, our third member. And But it was like this thing where midnight was approaching, the night had kind of gotten set back, and we didn't know if we were like supposed to do a countdown. So we actually got a few songs in, and then I picked up my phone to show Kip that it was like 11:59.
And I did a really great job.
And he just did the best
job. I killed it.
No sarcasm there.
No.
There is no sarcasm. I did really good.
Okay. So that's pretty fun. What else so you mentioned your third member, Graham.
Mm-hmm.
Was Graham a part of the first iteration of Cloudland Canyon?
No, he, honestly.
So it was just you. Who was involved in the first time?
Me and there was a guy named Simon Voyan that is in that band King Khan and the Shrines.
Right. So how would you describe now this lineup you've got going?
This feels like more like a real band and less like back then, because he lived in Germany and I lived here. And so it was like recording stuff, sending it back and forth, and then figuring out how to play it live.
Yeah.
This is, I don't know. This is definitely better or more fun.
Yeah.
Or less difficult.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah.
Yes, you're less difficult.
I'll take it.
I mean, that's a lot of logistical.
Of course,
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
We did the brackage thing. That counts as a cool place to
play. Yeah, I guess speaking on interesting places, which... I feel like as a community and definitely as a band that more people are wanting to play in spaces that are like special, and there's nothing against like your typical venues and hole in the wall bars and that, but it's just feels good and different to play like say the Jack Robinson Gallery or that wasn't us, but we played at the Planetarium, you know?
Yeah.
And cool. Crosstown Theater doing the brackage score.
But also, like, Crosstown is such a... I mean, I don't want to, like, understate that. Like, because I moved back from L.A. in, like, 2017, and this existed at that time, which was, like, a huge... It's hard to, like, understate the importance of, like, how much that changed.
Mm-hmm.
Like
it was huge.
Things like in Memphis in general.
For Sonosphere, we were putting on some performances there, and Jenny knows too. She helped us put on some performances in the green room and even across the street before this was completed.
Yeah,
the whole Crosstown Arts idea, you know, was over there starting that kind of thing, and we were able to have different spaces. Like you were mentioning, it wasn't just bars anymore.
Yeah, I think I played in Jenny I played in your John Cage. But, nice. Like, just the fact that that even existed here was just, like, kind of mind-blowing.
I
almost couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I remember the build-up just being, like, is this going to happen? Are the investors going to, you know, like, is this thing going to go down? And it's now become, like, a really cool artistic kind of hub or whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, just the energy of this building is awesome.
Yeah. Well, that's where we are now. If you're tuning in, this is Sonosphere, and we have Cloudland Canyon on the show today, live from the Crosstown Concourse. And I would like to play something from your latest album. Latest. Is that your latest album?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
So tell us about this track.
Which one is it?
I think I said 2.0.
Yes.
Oh.
So that's a loaded... track to force Kip the answer.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to get into that.
All right, well, we don't have to get into it. We can just play it if you want.
Yeah.
All right, well, cool. You're going to hear Cloudland Canyon coming up next here on Sonosphere, so stay tuned.
That really was. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hello. We are coming in hot here on Sonosphere, WYXR 91.7. Just getting everybody ready. Mic's on. So we just heard Liars, House Cloud, and Corbin, I think you chose that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great song.
It's fun. I like it too. We have Cloudland Canyon in the studio with us today.
Hello.
So,
hey.
Yes, thanks for joining us. Me and Jenny are here every Monday. But Cloudland Canyon is not, sadly, so they're guests with us today, and we've been playing some tunes. Jenny, you played one before Liars.
Yes, I played 369 by Hiromi Hosono.
Yes, and that was fun. And then I played something too, but I don't know what it was. Let me see. Oh, it was over there, and I can't read it from over there. But we'll, if you go on to WYXR.org, you can see the archives of what was played, because there's a lot going on in here today. We can't remember it all. So today we're going to talk a little bit more with Corbin and Kip about Cloudland Canyon. If you missed us earlier, we've heard sort of the history and the evolution of the band. And so now I kind of like to talk a little bit about like the future. What y'all have been up to more recently, and what you have planned?
I'm always happy for you to talk. I think this is the first time we've announced this, but we have a cartoon that we scored that is, well, it's not really a cartoon. It's more like stoner animation. Uh-huh. That we started scoring, I guess, like the beginning of January 24.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before Brackage.
Yeah.
Before a lot of the stuff that has happened since, we knew about this but haven't been able to say anything.
Yeah. And this was like the thing that made my child think that I was cool. So I was like, real, it's like the highest priority for me. But we were doing the planetarium. God, yeah. So we did Brackage, planetarium, and this all at the same time, pretty much, which was.
Yeah,
a lot.
We found out about it's Adult Swim Network, a program called Ambient Swim, which is all on YouTube. If you're not familiar, it's really cool. It's like,
I think it's on Max too.
Ambient. Oh, it's on HBO Max. Yeah. Or just Max. Excuse me.
I don't know.
We don't know what it's called.
It keeps flip flopping. But it's basically like, you know, visualizers, a lot of like visual loops and animations set to ambient music and sort of like lo-fi, hip-hop or vaporwave-esque kind of stuff. And so we had this contract through Adult Swim that we've known about, and we finished the music, but there were some complications with who the animator was going to be. And then we finally secured the animator recently, and we've been messaging with her, and we've got like some mock-ups, and it's all very exciting.
Awesome.
Technically, the audio is locked.
The audio is locked. I stress that because I'm obsessive, and I'm like, can we go back and tweak a few things? And the network is like, audio is locked.
Yeah. Locked in,
it's
ready to go.
Probably a good thing, yeah.
Okay. I think they misunderstood when we sent them like this giant folder of music that it... I guess I didn't explain very well that it was demos, but we're gonna try to secretly.
Kip used the analogy of Indiana Jones. I was like, is there no way we can just tweak a few things and maybe they won't notice? And he was like, we can do the Indiana Jones swap. the golden relic with the bag of sand, and so hopefully they're not listening.
I have my best ideas. I leave via audio message on people's, like, via text message.
And frankly, it's a crapshoot as to whether or not I listen to them.
Or if it makes sense at all.
Speaking of making sense, you were talking about how you name songs so that you can remember.
Oh my God.
Yeah. No, it really is just like, Suicide Hawkwind or just whatever, like, will make me... I don't know.
Yeah, like references to other bands or songs that it reminds him of, or even like what he's doing at the time when he saved the file, so that the next day we have no idea what song it actually is.
So Kip can't remember the names of the songs that they're given, so he has to
peek behind the curtain.
Drinking Diet Coke. One.
It's the Diet Coke. That's the problem.
You named one Right Protect the other day.
Right Protect. Right Protect at least sounds like a song.
Yeah.
It is. It was a prompt on the keyboard.
Yeah. But yeah, then they have, when they get lyrics, it's like a different thing.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Right. Yeah. So the Adult Swim or the Ambient Swim, you can find that on YouTube. When it comes out?
Yeah, they have some... Well, I don't know that our episode will be on YouTube. It'll be on Max.
No, it will. It's going to be on YouTube.
It'll be on YouTube as well.
Okay. And Max. Okay. They said it would be out by December.
Okay.
So end of the year.
Awesome.
We've been like... Well, at least I've been like dying to tell people about it, but...
So you've heard it here first, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Sclusy. Breaking.
Sonosphere exclusive.
Sonosphere exclusive. Yeah. All right, you heard it here first, guys. So check it out, Cloudland Canyon in December, Ambient Swim. Mm-hmm. So on YouTube and Max, that'll be fun.
Yep.
Local guys going swimming.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know if we're going to circle back and talk again. So we're also working on a new album.
Okay.
That's not the Brackage film score or the Ambient Swim film score.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've been very busy.
Okay.
So... there's another, I guess you would call it a pop record.
Yeah. We have like 700 minutes of music.
Yeah.
Yeah. I honestly like the most fun that I've told Corbin this before, but like I always have the most fun when we're just like scoring or mm-hmm. like, yeah, not like writing for TV or film or whatever. Mm-hmm.
That's something I love too. I think we have that in common that I would rather be looking at something, taking it in, what does this feel like, what does this sound like, then like start from scratch, let's write a pop song.
Yeah.
There's like, for some reason, that's more difficult.
Yeah. Well, and also you're just really fun to collaborate with.
Thanks, aww, man. You are too.
That's sweet.
I don't, yeah.
We're hugging.
Love yeah. a love. Yeah.
Star eyes emoji.
Well, so we're gonna play some more Cloudland Canyon before we leave, but we're gonna go into a break here. We're gonna hear some Dark Side coming up next, and if I can get this PSA to work, we'll hear that maybe. But so stay tuned here to Sonosphere for more from Cloudland Canyon coming up right here on WYXR 91.7. Still not working. All right, well, Dark Side coming up. Right here. Yay.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to Sonosphere, and can y'all hear me? I mean, I know
I don't
you
even
can.
Have my
I thought
on.
My headphones. Anyways, my headphones are not plugged in. Hi, guys. Welcome to Sonosphere today. It's been a day for all of us in the studio. My name is Amy, and Jenny is here.
I'm here.
There's proof. We have some friends with us today: Cloudland Canyon, Corbin, and Kip.
Hello.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
And thanks for putting up with all of our antics today.
But we've had fun. So we just heard from Cube off of their latest album, Lucky Numbers and True Weight. We also played some Cloudland Canyon before that. And we're out of time today. So I wanted to just have our guests kind of end the show with anything else y'all want to tell us about. We can kind of go over like all your socials, where to find you.
Yeah, I mean, socials are pretty easy. It's just Cloudland Canyon, but we're playing next month, right?
Oh, cool.
You tell me.
I think we are playing next month at DK with Carol Lee.
That's right. Yeah. And maybe General Labor. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know yet.
That's a good idea.
You might be on double duty then.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Yeah. I don't mind.
Pulling a double shift.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I think we're playing Cooper Young Fest.
Are we? So you haven't even told me about that.
I kind of forgot.
Wow,
about it.
Breaking news for Corbin.
That's exclusive for the band member.
Wow. Yeah.
That'll be fun.
I actually really did just forget about it until now.
I think that makes sense. That makes more sense than General Labor doing it, which we did last year, and it was polarizing, to say the least.
Didn't you get to play before someone awesome?
I don't even remember.
I think it was like Mavis Staples or something.
Yeah, it was like before Mavis Staples. It was after Turnstile, which is like
the hardcore band.
Yeah. Yeah, Graham Winchester's hardcore band. Yeah, that's right. You know, and they're super fun and easy to like. Yeah. And then I was like, okay, we're going to make some harsh noise and scream for a while. And
everybody's like, am I in the right place?
That when we saw you at Goner, that show that you guys played in the Goner shop was awesome.
Oh, thanks, dude. Yeah. My band just played at Goner Records, which was like very, very cool. Like, second only to playing Goner Fest.
Right.
But I will take the win on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
we let's see. The Brackage film score will hopefully be coming out on a physical medium of some sort soon.
Yeah.
So there should be news on that.
That'll be fun.
A couple shows coming up. And then the Ambient Swim score.
Yeah.
We'll be on Max and YouTube by the end of the year.
But they actually let us have all of the music from Ambient Swim to do whatever we want with. So.
And then awesome. What was the last thing? A pop record at some point, probably next year, right?
Yeah.
Yep. I think we've got it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks.